All right. Welcome everybody to Tasnua. I'm Bridget. I'm a person in recovery. Today I'd like to welcome a really great speaker, a person who does a ton of service for recovery. You might recognize him from the Saturday night or wee hours of Sunday morning, depending on your time zone, meeting whatever works based out of Montreal. So I'd like to introduce today, Robert, and you can speak, take your time, and we're just glad to have you here. Take it away.
Okay. Oh man, sorry, I'm still trying to get in my laptop. I guess I'll give up. Yeah, so my name's Robert and I live in Montreal. I'm an alcoholic. Nice to be here. I don't think I've ever been here before. It's 8 a.m. in the morning here, so it's kind of early for me, but that's cool. Got it. Okay. And where the hell am I? See, I had to switch to my iPad, so I'm a bit out of sorts here. Okay, so how long would you like me to talk for?
Like, 20 to 30, but if you're in the middle of a really juicy story, don't cut it off.
I don't know what juice I have at this hour, but let's see. All right, so how do I begin? Let's see. Sometimes I like to think of myself as a kind of a late bloomer. I'm 68 years old, and can't believe it actually. I went to visit with some friends of mine who I've known for 30 years on Christmas Eve, and we're all sitting around, and I'm thinking, "Holy shit! Like we've known each other for 30 years." And anyway, these people aren't alcoholics, so I was in good company at that event. No alcohol. For myself, when I say I'm a late bloomer, also, I quit drinking after numerous attempts. I have been sober for 5 years now, well, about five and a half, I guess. And before that, I had a kind of a relapse, which lasted a number of months. Before that, I had nearly 5 years as well. Before that, I had 1 year. And maybe another couple of times I had a year. So it took me a while. Was kind of stubborn for one thing. I didn't really want to follow any program. I didn't really wasn't really that keen on AA at the time earlier on, and I didn't feel like I belonged there. Seemed like a bunch of weirdos and cult type stuff, and well, and the religion didn't help either. I'm not religious. So hearing all that religion sort of turned me off as well. But anyway, so earlier on in that, let's see now, I grew up with in a culture that was heavily into drinking. I'm half Scottish and half Irish, so as you might imagine, we like to drink. So from a very early age, I learned that people drink. My parents drank a lot. My relatives drank a lot. They partied real hard. They were actually country folks, and they liked to party and square dance and get drunk. So it was pretty lively back then. So I grew up in a family where everyone, a lot of drinking took place, and it seemed quite normal to me. What I didn't really, notice maybe early on, and of course came to see more and more as I got older, was kind of some of the more destructive aspects of alcohol. And it certainly took its toll on a lot of people in my family. So I saw it have a really negative impact on my parents. I would say that my parents were alcoholics, and I had one sibling. I'd say he was an alcoholic. And it destroyed my parents. They didn't. They stayed together, but I wouldn't certainly have, called it a very happy or marriage. And my brother ended up getting divorced, and I'm quite sure that his alcoholism had a lot to do with that. So yeah, I saw, geez, I saw so many different things about alcoholism. I started drinking alcohol, I guess, when I was a teenager, early on in my early teens. Other drugs too. Actually, I got into other drugs first. Mostly, started out here. We used to smoke hash. That was our big thing, and so I did that, and that sort of progressed to other drugs as well, psychedelics in particular, and alcohol took off more when I got a bit older. Especially when I became of age to get into bars, and before that we'd drink sometimes, but it was, hit and miss about getting our hands on alcohol when I was younger. Actually, I remember when I was underage, we'd go to the local store and stand around outside the store and wait for gut men coming into going in to buy, and we'd ask them if they'd pick us up beer, for us. And it would work sometimes. Oftentimes, I guess it wouldn't. They'd, probably tell us to piss off. So the drinking thing took a while to get really to really take off. What I learned really quickly was that alcohol was very effective in helping me get over my shyness, helped me get over any, senses of inferiority that I had. I was a pretty shy kid. I would say that probably had sort of self-esteem issues, and pretty shy around the ladies. So alcohol helped in a lot of ways to, liquid courage, that sort of thing. And I certainly appreciated that and liked it. So from an early age, I think really alcohol became kind of a social lubricant for me, which I relied on heavily to feel like I fit in, and to it gave me confidence, and things that you would think most people would learn, without it, but whatever the case. So I was self-medicating from that pretty early on. And I guess back then I probably, growing up, I probably thought it was pretty cool just being part of the, part of the crowd. It's what people did. Again, it was only much later on that I sort of realized the more destructive aspects of it, and also realized that I was relying on it to, feel better about myself, and to feel like I, as I said, like I fit in and all that sort of thing. So let's see, for me, okay, some of the aspects of it that weren't so good. Let's see, early on, I didn't finish high school, and I quit. Back then, jobs were plentiful, so I just my parents were working class. They didn't seem to matter to them that much either, actually. They just thought, well, look, either you go to school or you work, one or the other. So I chose to work. So I just quit high school and was working in these different jobs, and hanging out with my friends, taking drugs, drinking, and that actually then went on for a long time. Eventually decided that maybe these weren't the best choices that I made, especially about leaving school. So I went back to school, and I went to something called, and here we have something called CEJAP, which is in between high school and university. So I did that, and then I went to university and I got a degree. I got a bachelor's in psychology and something called applied human science. And originally I guess I thought maybe I might become a psychologist. I was interested in that, and I guess I wanted to help people. Of course, there were certain aspects to that that didn't work out for me. One was that I was a kind of middle of the road student, and I guess I lacked confidence in just how capable or how smart I was. And I tried to get into one university graduate program. I didn't get in, and but I didn't push it, I didn't do much. I didn't push it much after that to try to further that that interest. I guess I just didn't really believe that I was, really graduate school material. So anyway, I ended up getting a job in the university where I had studied, and I ended up working there for over 30 years, actually, in the library. And it was okay, it's a pretty good job, and paid decent and had good benefits and all that sort of thing. But I did essentially give up on whatever aspirations I had, beyond that, really. It's kind of a trade-off, I suppose. So anyway, I had that job for a long time, and I settled into a lifestyle pretty much of working and drinking and taking drugs. The drug taking kind of reduced over the years, other kinds of drugs, I mean. But I did continue to take other drugs as well. And I had a number of relationships. None really stuck for too long. I did have one that went on for about 5 or 6 years, and that was the longest, maybe. Lived with that person. She was a pretty good drinker herself, so we did a lot of drinking together and hanging out and stuff. In my 40s, I realized that I had a problem with alcohol that needed to be addressed, and I needed to do something. I came to that conclusion on my own. So I went to a program here. It was an outpatient program. And so for a year, I was doing this program. And you start out, it's intensive every day. And then after a while, it becomes once a week. It's an outpatient program. And much to my surprise, it wasn't that difficult, while I was in the program, I think I slipped once. And otherwise, I lasted the year, no problem. And it's interesting. I really noticed that being in a program and being accountable to other people certainly seemed to be something that made it quite possible to go without, to stay off of the alcohol. So I did that. But when I finished, one thing that I didn't do properly was prepare for what I was going to do after I went back to my regular living beyond the program. And I still wasn't interested in AA at that time, so I kind of thought I could go back to sort of living the way I had been, which was a pretty, in hindsight, a pretty silly idea. I ended up going back to hang out with my friends who were drinking, in bars, and so it didn't take too long before I was drinking again. That went on for another. Over a decade, even maybe a decade and decade and a half, and again, I came to realize that things weren't going well in my family life. My mother had passed away; she had died quite young, the age of 57, and it was certainly related to her poor health, which was. Combination of factors, but alcohol certainly played a big part in it. Her, I would say, depression played a big part in it. Her, essentially unhappiness with life. And I had been living with her for a period of time. My father lived there officially, but he was often on the road. He worked in construction. And he was often out of the city or out of the country on different jobs. He was really old-fashioned, so he wouldn't let my mother work, and she didn't have a license to drive, so she was pretty stuck where she was. And as the years went on, I could see that she was just becoming more and more depressed and unhappy with her life, and that really weighed on me. But I didn't really see what I could really do about it, if anything. So. Anyway, when I look back at it, I think, oh my God, the things that happened, and maybe could have changed some of them if I'd known better at the time, or tried anyway. So that happened. My brother, like I said, got divorced from his wife, and he has two kids. He was a pretty heavy duty alcoholic, especially as he got older. He ended up drinking himself to death and died at the age of 61 from alcohol related problems with his. Well, his entire body, but he had cirrhosis, and I had spent quite a bit of time with him before he died, and trying to kind of help him, and some interventions were tried with him, his two kids, and his then girlfriend, and none of it worked. He was of the opinion that he was an alcoholic, therefore he couldn't stop drinking. So I remember quite clearly, he had been sick and had different kinds of complications, and thinking and saying, like, listen, man, if you don't stop drinking, you're going to die. And then he just said, well, I can't do it. So he got institutionalized. How that worked, I'm not entirely sure, but he was put into a facility, and it was deemed that he was unable to look after himself. And that was a pretty sad time for him. It was a horrible place. So anyway, I spent quite a bit of time with him at that, for that. It went on for a little over a year. Eventually he talked them into letting him go, that he was capable, and they did let him go, but that didn't last long, and he ended up back out drinking, and then back in the hospital, and then anyway, he died of complications. But so that by then, I was pretty sure that I had a some issues that were getting more and more serious myself. By this time, I'm in my 50s actually, and I'm still working. Luckily, in a way, I had employment security where I worked, and they were pretty, not to say that I would show up drunk or anything, but, or maybe hungover sometimes, or quite a bit, but anyway, I had fairly, good employment protection where I worked. And I played music, I played in a band, and I used to drink a lot when I did that, smoke dope sometimes too. And so what happened to me eventually was that I was, when my brother died, I was in a pretty dark place. And so he had just died, so he was 61, so I was 56, I guess. And I kind of felt like he was, like, my parents were dead, and him dying kind of was my sort of final tie to my family, it felt like to me. So I felt like I was kind of cut loose and on my own, and it was pretty difficult. I was depressed about that, and actually not doing well. And I had started to drink more and more hard liquor as well as beer, which used to be what I, tended to drink. And so I was essentially just drinking in isolation, on my, on my own at home. And this went on for a while. Somehow I was able to still to playing music, and I was in a band, and I was going to play at a club. I got drunk at the club, and I got arrested on the way home by the police for a DUI. And I was way over the limit, so I had to do a bunch of things to in order to even just to get my license back. And so anyway, I went back in treatment again, and it was at the same place that I had been in years before. And this time I realized that I would have to take it much more serious in terms of what I would do after, to in order to not just finish and then go back out drinking again. And of course, I'm older, and I'm thinking, I gotta really get it together this time. My body's not gonna take, going back out drinking a lot too well, and so on. So I did the program, and a couple of good things that happened were that in this program, I think it's kind of unique. They have something called what the hell is it called? Oh, sorry, I'm losing my marbles. They offer services to people that are in recovery, and it's like a mentoring program. It's similar to having like a sponsor in AA, I suppose. So people who go through this program can be trained to become mentors. And I found out about it, and I had a mentor for a while, and then I trained to become a mentor. And that really helped me a lot, because it kept me involved in something that was, in the system to, stay on top of my sobriety, and to be involved with people, in recovery, which I suppose, you can get a lot of that from AA, but I hadn't been that interested in AA. So this was an alternative to that. And I did that. It's called, sorry, the Recovery Transition Program. So I trained to become a mentor, and that really helped me a lot. I've still been mentoring up to now, and I also got involved in another program with this. This is the addiction unit at the hospital in Montreal, they have in the day program for people who are just in faith, what they call phase one, they go every day for treatment. It's an outpatient program, and the first part is the intensive every day, and then later on it becomes once a week. But during the every day, there's one day where they have something called speaker discussion group, very much like we do here in AA. And it had been run by somebody else for many, many years, but during COVID, that sort of came to an end. So we needed to get some others to take it over. So I was asked if I would do it. So I agreed to do it. And I have been doing it. And I do it every week on Wednesday mornings, usually. And I've been doing it for like about a year now, a year and a half. And again, it's another way that it keeps me involved in recovery. I'm really very aware of the fact that if I try to go it alone, I'm likely going to fail. And my thinking will go off in ways that will not be beneficial. And I could very easily, talk myself into back into a isolated drinking way. And I'm retired now from my job, so to go into that at this point in my life would be deadly, definitely a death sentence, I'm sure, one way or another. So I'm very grateful for that, and it's amazing, really, that it's so important to me. The funny thing is, I'm not that comfortable in groups. I'm not that comfortable. I still have issues relating to people, and in some AA groups that I attend, I don't always feel comfortable. And so, in a way, it's funny. It's kind of like, well, I know what I need to do, and I know it's important to stay connected, and all this talk about how, connection, how vital it is. And I'm aware of that, but it's not something that comes easily to me. And so I don't always feel that connected, but in a kind of a program sense that I'm involved, and I take on roles that allow me to stay involved with people. It helps in a sense that I may not have overcome some of the things that I find difficult, the awkwardness or I don't know, feeling like I'm kind of a strange guy or something, whatever the case. But it keeps me there, and it really has helped, and it's worked because I've been able to stay sober longer than I ever did before. I took on quite a few different roles in AA too in the last few years, and I still continue to, like it was mentioned, host a or co-host a meeting on Saturday nights, a Zoom meeting, a secular meeting, which I've been doing now for a couple of years, and that's another part of me staying involved and staying in this kind of recovery, recovery milieu, call it what you want. For me, it's really, really important because I did find out the hard way in the past that if I go back to, trying to live the way I did before I got sober, it won't work, and I'll fairly easily probably go back to using again. At that point, it would be fairly quickly downhill, I'm sure. So anyway, I don't know if I'm just about done here. Yeah, I could stop. I'm really happy to be sober. It's still a challenge, I still have issues. I have mental issues. Sometimes I struggle with depression. I struggle with, a poor sense of self, and it's not something I've completely overcome. I spent many years trying to figure out what's the matter with me? What's the cause of all this? I never really came up with anything that profound, really, or that really, nothing tragic happened to me that I'm aware of. But I look at it and I think, well, the combination of things that went on, my parents, where they were, all the business with the alcohol early on, and it's not surprising that alcohol was a huge factor in our lives. And for me, it just it became destructive. Something that initially helped me to feel okay around people ended up biting me in the ass eventually. So So I appreciate the fact that I'm sober now and want to keep it that way. And so that's where I'm at. And it's real nice to be here. Nice to be come to this meeting at 8 a.m. And I hope you're all doing well. Oh, and happy holidays and all that kind of stuff. And all I know. Thank you.